In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, some of us who are old enough may remember the pop song from the 70s called Send in the Clowns. I remember as a little kid hearing it on the radio and thinking, what a dumb song about clowns. Although I have to tell you, I've never liked clowns. There it is. Anyway, the words of the refrain went like this, and please don't get your hopes up because I'm not going to sing it. Send in the clowns. There ought to be clowns. Don't bother. They're here. Now, the words of this well-known song, at least to those who grew up in the 70s, came to mind as I read the gospel in preparing for this sermon and in reflecting on it, these questions as well. Where are the false prophets? Should we look for them soon? Well, don't bother. They're here. Now, if we think about it, this morning's gospel sounds like it was written for us now in the 21st century. We certainly seem to have more than our share of false teachers, false prophets. But we know it was written in the time of Christ to warn the infant church to be on guard about the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the leaders of the Jews, to warn them about the influence of the Romans, and even to warn them that there would shortly be false Christians who would try to deceive them. But there is an enduring character in all of our Lord's teaching. It seems to address in general, the human condition, rather than a few individual people or a few isolated situations. From this gospel, we can easily see that our Lord's teaching is for all people, in all places and at all times. The Pharisees and the Sadducees may have been replaced by rebellious priests and bishops, even popes. The Romans may have been replaced by Republicans or Democrats or Independents. We may even have a unique institution in the mass media, TV, radio, newspapers, internet, social media. But our Lord's words still stand. Individuals within the church, the government, the media, and other organs of society may do some very good things indeed, without a doubt. We shouldn't always be cynical. Some of them do good more often than harm. Yet they do have an enormous potential for doing damage, as we can well see on a daily basis, especially now. Our Lord is not telling us to be unnecessarily critical. He's not telling us, so to speak, to throw out the baby with the bathwater. He's simply telling us that we need to be alert. We need to examine the things done by those in positions of authority or influence. Our Lord is not suggesting that we shouldn't listen to what people have to say. We should listen to them. Sometimes evil men talk like evil men. And if they do, there's no point in waiting around for them to do something evil, as they have promised. For example, if a man with a gun threatens you, you don't wait around for him to prove that he's serious about it. We should know what the influential people in society are promising or threatening to do, whether it be politicians, priests, or whatever. For citizens to have any meaningful say in government, they have to know the positions held by major politicians. They can't just vote for a pretty smile or a fancy suit or the best barbecue or the accent which sounds most like their own. Alas, many people do not think, and they vote in this way. As much as they are able, they also need to understand the issues, be they moral issues, political issues, economic, military, social issues, or whatever they may be. The same with our faith. Blind obedience is not a virtue. Insofar as we are able, we need to understand our Lord's moral and doctrinal teachings. We need to support those priests, bishops, political leaders who follow our Lord's teachings and oppose those who do not. Now, it's not always clear where people stand on the important concerns and issues of life. Sometimes they lie. Many times they lie, especially politicians. They say one thing and do another. They make promises they can't keep. This is where we apply what our Lord says in today's gospel. A person's actions speak louder than his words, at least over the long run. We will see good fruits from good people in positions of power and bad fruits from the bad people. And of course, finally, we have to ask ourselves, what is good fruit and what is bad fruit? Our Lord gives us the standard by which that's to be judged. He says, "He that does the will of my Father in heaven shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." The standard for good fruit, then, is doing the will of God. And we can know the will of God in public affairs the same way we can know the will of God in private life by making an examination of conscience. Only in this case, instead of asking ourselves how well we're keeping the commandments or the precepts of the church, or how well we're living in virtue, or how well we're conforming to the natural law, we must ask ourselves these questions in terms of how well society is doing these things under the leader in question, or under the authority in question. It's a mistaken notion to think that society at large can live under any different rules than those which must apply to individual people. As St. Paul says, the wages of sin is death. And that's true for the country, for the church, or for any community, just as it's true for you and me. In fact, serious sin in society is, in many ways, more serious than serious sin in some of its members. We have to remember, because it has a more widespread and lasting effect. And we also have to remember that all sin is social. So we remember that all authority comes from God. And those who exercise that authority and yet scorn the will of God will quickly lose their legitimacy and ultimately lose that authority. It's the height of folly to think that the will of the people or the will of the governing elite, in today's case, can replace the will of God. We can't. And this is a serious obligation for every one of us. We must make an effort to be informed about what's going on around us and not keep our heads in the sand, like so many of our contemporaries, in the church, in politics, in every aspect of society. We should try to know what's going on and what should be going on. And we should bring whatever influence we have to bear so that what should be comes closer to what is. My friends, our life here on earth, as well as our eternal salvation, depends on making intelligent choices. Therefore, we're called to use the intelligence that God gave us. We can't always know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are just by what they say. We also have to pay attention to what they do, be it a president, a town mayor, a pope, or a simple priest, whether in the church or in the government, it doesn't matter. By their fruits you shall know them. And the only good fruit, the only fruit worth having and keeping, comes from doing the will of God, both in private and in public. This must be our goal in this life so that we can obtain eternal life in heaven. Our blessed Lord says, "Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.